It's my great pleasure to have joining me today Jan Markell. She is founder and director of Olive Tree Ministries, a ministry dedicated toward helping believers understand the times and be watchmen on the wall with an end time perspective. She's also the host of Understanding the Times radio program that now airs weekly on 900 radio stations and around the world electronically. Jan, thank you for joining me today.
Jimmy, thank you for having me.
It's always great to have you on the show. You're very well respected. I know a lot of our subscribers and viewers, they think highly of you, and we have a little online community at endtimes.com, and they'll make comments about different people, and they comment about you all the time, quoting you. You know, and I was looking forward to having you on the show today because I have never seen this kind of world like you. I've studied end time prophecy for a long time, but it just seems to me, Jan, that on October 7th, there was just something that happened. It was just like a boil was lanced. And we're just seeing the world has changed. What is your perspective of October 7th and what's changed since then?
Yeah, for one of my newsletters, shortly after that, 2-3 weeks after that, the opening article, I just titled it, "The Day That Changed the World Forever." And I know not everyone totally comprehends that because that's a blunt statement. What do you mean? Change the world forever? I mean, it's not a world war. A nuclear bomb wasn't dropped. Why did it change the world forever? And the reason I say that and continue to say it, and obviously as do you, is I think, and I was on air talking about it right after that, I think demons were unleashed that day. Demons, yeah. Obviously, yeah. In Israel were unleashed. But Jimmy, clearly, they're unleashed on the whole world because the whole world is now in Israel derangement syndrome. And that has to be a demonic thing. And therefore, I believe the demons targeted Israel, southern Israel, et cetera, the Jewish people in Israel. They targeted, but, you know, they just funneled out to every major capital in the world because then, and we continue to see it's died down a little bit, but these global demonstrations, hate Israel, hate Israel. And who are they cheering for? Hamas.
Yes.
Who ever thought we would be in a world where barbarians are cheered? And I have to ask, is this sort of setting the stage for the Antichrist, who will be the ultimate barbarian, and the world will be cheering him as well?
Well, the deception, when the Antichrist comes, 2 Thessalonians 2 says that, you know, Satan will come with all power, signs, and lying wonders, you know, right before the Antichrist comes. The deception in the world today, I mean, it's just on every level.
Yep.
You talked about Hamas. Hamas is they're rock stars in the Arab world today. Only 5%
right.
of the Arab world condemns what Hamas did on October 7th. And if this was an article in the Jerusalem Post, if there was a free election held today with the Palestinians in the West Bank and in Jerusalem, they would vote Hamas to rule them. And so as the world is trying to force Israel into a two-state solution, literally, they're trying to force them into a two-state solution with people who want to destroy them. It's crazy.
See, the world is upside down. And I guess we shouldn't be surprised because we're trending towards the tribulation. And as a result, nothing makes sense because we're preparing for the Antichrist. You and I are never going to see him, thankfully. But much of the world is. And I wish much of the world were paying attention, even listening to our discussion, you know, not suggesting it's the world's most profound, but I do think we're telling some truth here that not everybody is. And that, you know, there's a saying that if you want to understand the last days, the clock is Israel, the minute hand is Jerusalem, the temple hand, or the second hand is the Temple Mount.
That's right.
Therefore, if we're trying to understand the times from an end time perspective, folks just have to understand this little nation the size of New Jersey in the heart of the Middle East. And quite frankly, Jimmy, probably 80% of our churches or more, they don't address it. They have no intention of addressing, nor do they consider the fact that the king is coming. That's just not on their pulpit agenda.
And, you know, there was a pastor that last year, he got in his pulpit and he said, "I'm just so sick of all this talk about the end times. You know, 30% of the Bible is prophecy and most of that's end time prophecy. The Lord, one out of 30 verses in the New Testament talks about the return of Jesus. the Lord put a lot in there for us pastors and Bible teachers so that we could prepare people for the end times. And it's amazing to me that most churches won't talk about it. Most pastors won't talk about it. And it's really why the Lord raised you up and raised me up and people like us. I truly believe one of the purposes of my life is to herald the return of Jesus and to keep people encouraged. Now, the reality, Janet, this is the way I feel right now. I started teaching on Bible prophecy 41 years ago. This is the world that I always envisioned at the very end. I mean, I wake up today and I'm just thinking, Jesus has to come soon. I mean, I don't set dates, but he's got to come soon.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I started about that time too, almost exactly the same years ago. But I never thought back then that we'd be seeing what we're seeing now. And so it's a privilege, and it's a challenge, but it's a privilege to be born for such a time as this, even though, and I know believers, I know many, even who are viewing this as we speak, because of the stress and tension of being a part of the last generation before the church departs. I mean, they're going through terrible testings and trials and heartaches, and we all have them. I'm going through some of my own as well. And I think the devil is just trying to take Israel out, trying to take the believers out. I'm not sure. I mean, it's a 1-2 punch. I think first Israel, and then he's after the Christians. So, and that's a prophecy in the Bible. And Jesus says, you'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And I think that's a reference to Jews and Christians being hated in the last days. We see it.
It's unbelievable. So I love what you just said. You said that the clock is Israel. The minute hand is Jerusalem. The second hand is the Temple Mount. Talk about I totally agree with that. I've never heard that before. I love that. The Temple Mount, they have the red heifers. And one of the pretext of Hamas on October 7th was protecting the Temple Mount. Do you think there's a real possibility of Israel rebuilding the temple anytime soon?
Well, I personally think the Antichrist will have to be on the scene before they can rebuild. That's my own personal opinion. But I think what folks don't know, and it's such a key kind of ingredient here, is one of the reasons for the Hamas attack is they are very upset that the little red heifers, there are four of them now, the holy cows, as I call them, the holy cows are ready for Passover. And my understanding is one will be sacrificed near Passover. Obviously, they don't have the Temple Mount yet, but they're still going to do it perhaps on the Mount of Olives. So this is one of the main reasons Hamas struck Israel is over these holy cows. I mean, this is astounding because even they now see the importance of a coming temple. We call it the Tribulation Temple. The Antichrist will go in it and declare himself God to Israel at the 3.5-year point of the tribulation. But listen, Jimmy, if Hamas understands that, why do our churches not understand
that?
Right. That's kind of shocking.
That's shocking. Well, so now I'm going to pick your brain here because I've done all the research I can do on the holy cows. I like the way you say that, the holy cows. So you say now there's four of them. Is it your understanding that one has been found kosher?
I believe they all have. I believe all four. One was disqualified, or maybe he died. I don't know. Since they're young, maybe he was just disqualified. But there are four. My radio guest, as we speak, my radio guest is Mando Gonzalez, and he's written a book on the Temple Mount and the red heifers and all of that. And he says all four qualify, the remaining four qualify. So they're set to go Passover, and something's going to happen Passover. But again, Hamas tried to stop that. Ultimately, I don't think they will, but they're ultimately it gets down to that Temple Mount. That's what they're upset about. You know, a little, what is it? I don't know, 40 acre. I mean, it's not very big. We've all been there. It's not very big. And yet it seems like the target, the bullseye of the world is that Temple Mount. And, you know, there have been two temples. There's going to be a third and then a fourth. And I've been in it, and I'm sure you have too. And, you know, it's kind of creepy to even be over circulating around it or inside of it and take your shoes off and all that. But nonetheless, that is ground zero. That's my only point.
Yes,
that is ground zero.
Yes, it is. So I love that you said that, because see, the Mishnah, which is the, you know, written record of the oral tradition of the Jews, says that there have been 9 red heifers sacrificed since Moses, that the next one will be the 10th, and the Jews believe that the 10th one will usher in the era of the Messiah.
And so, and they may be right.
Well, I mean, if this happens in April, I think April 22nd, right around in there, is the Passover this year. So we're looking at maybe 6 weeks from right now, we could have the 10th red heifer, and they've got the land to sacrifice. They have everything ready that they need.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And with the red heifer, they would be able to cleanse the Temple Mount, to cleanse the priest and all that.
Well, again, we are living in historic times, and I know your followers understand that, and I believe mine do as well. I mean, we're trying to get, you know, the rest of the church ignited to be excited about the times that we live in. I mean, you know, it's a privilege and a challenge to be born for such a time as this, because, I mean, you know, I just said if demons were unleashed, they're unleashed against us as well. I mean, the devil hates us as much as he hates the Jews, and that's why I think we're at a time and going to intensify of just incredible satanic pushback in the life of every believer. They already experience it, but it could get worse.
Hope you're enjoying the show today. We're going to go right back to Jan Markell. Let me just say, we have a 7-day free trial. If you're not a subscriber, go to endtimes.com. You can have a free trial for 7 days. Check us out. We have got Mark Hitchcock, who has a podcast every week. We also have Brian Schrager, who is our correspondent from Israel, who has an update on Israel every single week. Articles, questions that we answer. I have a devotional that comes out every Sunday. We also have all of this archived. Go on endtimes.com. There's a 7-day free trial. We would love for you to become a subscriber and a part of our family. We also have an online community. They talk to each other. They pray for each other. Tipping Point and endtimes.com is a lot more than just this podcast. It's a community of believers who encourage each other and stand together waiting for the coming of Jesus. And so go right now to endtimes.com, 7-day free trial. We want you to check us out and become a subscriber. You will love it. It will be something that encourages you, and tell other people about it too. We're going to go back now to Jan Markell. Well, anti-Semitism is not an ideology, because you can't articulate it. No one can. It's a spirit. It's a demonic spirit. And it's the spirit of hatred that we see. And like you said, it's just hatred toward Israel, hatred toward the church, and especially hatred toward the Word of God. It's just this unbelievable hatred. So, Jan, do you believe, like right now, we're talking about October 7th, are there any specific end time prophecies? Because you were talking about being hated by all nations. You can check that box. I mean, that's never been as true as it is right now. Are there any specific prophecies? For example, Psalm 83 is the war between Israel and her immediate neighbors. Do you believe that this is a part of that?
Well, it certainly could be. Some feel that Psalm 83 is an imprecatory prayer and not a war, and I don't know that we know that. But I think there are some other incredible things happening surrounding all this. Number one, I see one of the greatest, fallout from October 7th. Is the Jews are going back to Israel in record number. They don't feel safe in London. They don't feel safe in New York. Now, they're not all going back, but far more than before that date. So we have Aliyah happening, I think probably almost unprecedented level. And isn't that sad? I mean, they had to face a catastrophe to get them to go back, but that's what's caused many to do that. So, you know, Jimmy, when we look at signs of the times, I mean, there are just so many. I think, and I was interviewing Jack Hibbs very recently, and we discussed something found in, you know, Isaiah 17, and that would be the obliteration of Damascus. And I think we need to be keeping our eye on Damascus right now. I know we're watching Lebanon, and we're watching even some of the West Bank, and even obviously Gaza. But I think something could happen with Israel having to strike Damascus. And I think that would unleash a lot. That could even unleash Gog Magog. It could be tied in with, and I hope not, but if it does, then we have a catastrophe up ahead, tied in with Israel striking Iran. does she have a choice? Iran has declared war on her. Does she have a choice?
Well, Iran right now is testing these ballistic missiles to strike the Air Force bases in Israel. They're doing it publicly. They are publicizing their practice of striking Israel. And I've read reports that they're weeks away from nuclear material. You know, who knows
They
are. But it's an existential threat to Israel, and is difficult of a situation that Israel is in. See, Jeremiah 49 is the prophecy of Elam, Elam being destroyed. Well, I don't know. You know, Bill Salas, we both know Bill, and Bill is an expert in those things. But if Israel struck Iran, they would strike probably southern Iran, which is Elam. That's where a lot of their nuclear facilities are and their launchers are. The interesting thing about Jeremiah 49, it says, I'm going to knock the bow out of your hand, your launchers out of your hand. So I just think that it's just a matter of time. Now, I think it was last week Israel struck a couple of natural gas plants in Iran, and it was pretty significant. But you just wonder how much longer they can wait before they do that. And of course, that's going to cause World War III, Russia, China, all that stuff.
Exactly. And here's my concern for the immediate, let's say 2024. And you asked about, you know, signs that we're paying attention to. And I think one of the biggest ones would be that the world lacks a leader and America lacks a leader. But see, they're tapping into that. The evil world is tapping into that. And that's why everything's hitting the fan right now, because there's not a lot of pushback from our White House. And I think the question is, and I think part B of that is, I think that the enemies of freedom are fearing our next election, and that there could be a change and somebody could come in who will push back. Now, that's not a political statement at all. That's just facts on the ground. Mr. Biden just does not. I mean, my goodness, I'm glad we're striking some Houthi targets right now in Yemen, but this is so much bigger and so much more serious than Yemen. And when does China go after Taiwan? My hunch is they have to do it in the coming few months. Again, take advantage of America without a strong leader. Take advantage of a whole world that doesn't have a strong leader. Can you name one in Europe who just stands out and we say, oh, everybody's paying attention to whoever, Margaret Thatcher or whatever, but it seems that those people are gone. So we are in a time of unprecedented, perilous times. And that's partly because America has fallen off the Jesus, she's gone into almost oblivion. And hope, will she come back? I mean, I don't know the future. She could, but it's awfully late.
Well, President Biden could not have done more to help Iran than he has done.
Exactly. Billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars, and just playing kid glove, really preferring them in many ways and giving them the ability to do what they're doing right now without ever striking them back. Iran is the only ones that really haven't been struck. Everybody else, Israel, America, everybody's been struck except for them. So let me ask you, so there is a eclipse coming up on April the 8th, which is the second eclipse. The first one was in 2017. The second one's coming up April 8th, which marks an X over America in It's a very ominous thing. It happened in the 19th century, early 19th century, and there were massive earthquakes in the central region of the United States. There was one eclipse that happened in 1918, and 650,000 Americans died of the Spanish flu. So if God sets signs in the sun, moon, and stars, that's what Jesus said, it seems as though this is a very ominous sign for America. We don't know exactly what's going to happen, but the first eclipse was in 2017, and since then we've had COVID. And so do you have any thoughts about the eclipse coming up April 8th?
No, I don't. But as you said, Jesus talks about signs in the heavens, and I do think we need to pay attention to them. Now, you can go way overboard and suddenly everything in the sky means this and this and this. But he didn't say that for no reason at all. He said that because there's some meaning to what's going on in the heavens. So I do think that we need to pay attention to these things without going overboard. Please, you don't have to write a book about everything that's going to come up here, but at least be paying attention. I mean, I think today, Jimmy, we need to pay attention to everything that may have been kind of ordinary a few years ago.
Yeah.
Our times aren't the same. They all changed on October the 7th. Everything is different since then. So I just say, let's pay attention. Absolutely.
And we're vulnerable. America is
vulnerable. We're so vulnerable.
Hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Listen, go to endtimes.com, become a subscriber for $7 a month. We would love to have you become a subscriber and get everything, the show that you saw today, get it ad-free, the entire show that we only show to subscribers on endtimes.com. Plus, we have other podcasts, much more information, $7 a month. It's an absolute bargain. Go there right now and sign up. I want you to be a part of our online community, encouraging each other, being encouraged and enlightened about what's happening in these very severe days that we're living in. Also, you can support us with a one-time gift or a recurring gift. Go to endtimes.com. You can contribute there. Any gift that you give is so appreciated. Many people give to us every single month. It is a huge blessing to us, and it helps us to bring this message back to you and also to other people around the world. And we're trying to spread the message farther and farther because people are discouraged. Many people are overwhelmed. That's what's happening in the world. And we have the answer. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it's end time prophecy. Thank you for tuning in today. I'll see you next time.